There are 10 big things that you need to consider when you're investing in a rental market, because it's going to ultimately come down to this question. Do you want to work in real estate or do you want to invest in real estate? You're going to have to put a lot of time, attention, and effort into making this happen. And these are the 10 big factors that we look for when we're starting our journey to build a rental portfolio. Well, hey, everyone, I'm Clayton, longtime real estate investor. You know, and there's no shortage of internet gurus out there and Instagram posts and all sorts of things sort of inviting you to live the dream of real estate investing or passive income or put in very little work and have just money pouring in after you. But the truth is much different than that, right? You have to do a lot of work to reap the rewards of cash flow and passive income so you can live the life that you want. No one's just going to hand you a pile of money and walk away. You've got to put in the time, attention, and effort to make it happen. Real estate is not a get-rich-quick scheme. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth and create passive income, but it takes a lot of work. And to do it correctly, you have to put in a lot of legwork and understand what goes into building a successful portfolio, or you're going to screw it up. You're going to make mistakes. So that's what today's video is all about. I'm going to show you what it takes to build a successful rental portfolio in 10 different steps, what we do at Morris Invest, what we put into all of our properties, so that you can take this exact framework and try to go out there and do it yourself. At the very beginning here, I want you to ask yourself a very important question. Do I want to work in real estate or do I want to invest in real estate? It's a very important question. If you don't answer it now, it can come back to bite you big time. I'm serious, sit down and think about this. If you're a doctor, lawyer, dentist, and you're working crazy hours, do you really have a ton of extra time to go and do the 10 steps that I'm talking about here today? Ask yourself that question, and then I'm gonna ask it to you again at the end of this video. You see, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a lawyer. I work in real estate. I work tremendously hard at it. I eat, breathe, and sleep real estate. And it's taken us years at our team at Morris Invest to develop the relationships with our contractors, property managers, our lending partners, so that we can place non-recourse financing and funding options together for our clients on properties. We work with 60 different lenders. Those relationships took time to build. Not only that, our title companies, our 1031 exchange partners, our self-directed IRA team, all of that took years to develop and build. Not to mention the amount of time it took us and takes us on a regular basis to analyze market conditions, study trends in jobs, growth, crime, all of those things. What areas are overdeveloped, underdeveloped, great, you know, areas that we could move into and build properties and get great contractors. All of those things take time. If you want to work in real estate, you're going to have to get your hands dirty. You're going to have to build a team. You cannot possibly do this on your own. And I'm sure you're a capable person, but there's no way that I could do this on my own. There's no way that I could do the market analysis, find the right properties that reach the right ROI for my team, develop the right contractor relationships, study all the finances and accounting and all of those pieces and do it all myself. Impossible. Impossible. So you want to understand right away that creating passive income is not passive. Even though you're putting all the legwork in up front, you're still going to have to nurture and maintain your properties and portfolio and relationships for years to come, like we do. We're constantly talking to our property management teams, our lending partners, our contractors, all of those pieces on a regular basis. Yes, I don't trade time for money. I'm not going off to a W-2 job and working for somebody else and making their company rich, but I'm still putting in the work on my own company, on my own properties. And it takes work and it takes attention. But guess what? I can go to the beach whenever I want to. I can spend time with my kids whenever I want to. And I'm not beholden to working for somebody else. Keeping a healthy portfolio requires you to do a number of things. You know, most people start wrong. They think, you know, I'm going to find a property that's just in my backyard. They go on Zillow or Redfin and they look it up and they find, oh, there's one in my backyard. I got news for you. Most rental properties are not in your backyard. Most good high return rental properties are going to be out of the zip code you live in. You know, if you live in California, New York, Miami, Oregon, I got news for you. Those are not good places to invest. So most of our clients, you know, come from California and they buy a property that we've built brand new from the ground up in Texas or Tennessee or one of our other markets. Why? Most landlord friendly states in the country. Best bang for our buck on a return on investment. Great lending options available. great contractors that we can know, like, and trust for many, many years. So all of these pieces come into play. Most people, they'll make the mistake of calling up a realtor in their own backyard and going and looking at properties on a Saturday afternoon. Don't make that mistake. Today's episode is brought to you by Fiverr. Look, I hire and use Fiverr all the damn time. I've been using Fiverr for years, and now more than ever, because the way that we work together seemingly has changed overnight. If there's one thing we've learned for adapting businesses, having access to the right resources is absolutely essential. And it's crucial to maintain right now a strong digital presence. So whether you need someone to build a new website for you, graphic design, you need a logo built, anything you can think of. Oh, I need a new song for my opener of my podcast. I need podcast artwork created. The sky is the limit. And 2020 has been the year of uncertainty. So how can your business plan for the unexpected and operate virtually? That's where Fiverr comes in. They have an online marketplace that connects businesses with freelancers offering hundreds of digital services, including graphic design, copywriting, web programming, film editing, and more. Like I said, I've been using Fiverr for years. I think I used them in August on one of our latest projects, and I will continue to use them for as long as they are around. So they have a global network of on-demand freelancers. Whether you're launching your business, scaling your current business, you need extra support, a complete project, it doesn't matter. They've got 24/7 customer support. You can customize your search by service, deadline, price, seller reviews, etc. No more guessing games. You'll know exactly what you're paying for up front. No negotiating needed. So if you want to check them out, go to Fiverr.com and receive 10% off your first order by using my code Clayton. Find all of your digital services you need under one roof, Fiverr.com, code Clayton. That's Fiverr.com, code Clayton. Thanks, Fiverr.
All right. Let's get into the 10 big factors that we look for in a new rental market. And remember, these 10 factors can take upwards of a year. Our team, before we'll move into a particular market, can take a year of analysis going through all 10 of these factors before we make a decision. And just to give you some idea, do we say no? Oh, yes, we do. We were analyzing a market for almost 1 year. And when we got towards the end of that year, that we saw a bunch of things we just did not like in that market, and we stopped. We did not go further. And we said, we're done. So you have to be willing to spend that time and then say, oh man, I can't invest there. These things just do not make sense. All right, what's number one? Number one on our list is vacancy rate. What is the vacancy rate of this particular area? You know, I need to know that it's a low vacancy rate. That means there's a high demand for rental properties so that when that property goes vacant or if that tenant has to leave, job transfer or otherwise, I need to be able to get another tenant in there, lickety split. And we usually hope to have like less than a 2-week turnaround time getting a tenant into a property. So low vacancy rate. Number two is appreciation. While we don't necessarily invest for appreciation, it's nice icing on the cake, but I still want to see a healthy, nice appreciation. I like to say a boring appreciation, because any of those bubble crazy markets like San Francisco where you're seeing 8 to 12 appreciation, 8% appreciation, no. You know, I like a nice, healthy 3, 4, 5, 6% appreciation, which is a nice hedge against inflation by the Federal Reserve, right? So if they can't keep that dollar in check, I want to make sure that at least my rental properties are beating inflation year after year, which is much better than having my money in the US dollar. Number three on my list is building permits. How many contractors and builders are pulling permits at the city? Very easy to find, but if there's nobody pulling permits, if no one's building, then I don't want to be investing there. So are there a healthy number of new projects unfolding in that particular town showing a healthy number of level of growth? More people moving to that area? Good sign. Number four is the market cycle. You know, what's going on in that local market? How many mortgages are being applied for? What is the trend in that particular area? Being able to pay attention to those market cycles by talking to realtors, seeing what's happening at banks. How many people are asking for mortgages? Are they going down or up? All very important to understand the market in that particular town. You want to be looking at mortgage rates. You want to be looking at housing prices. Are housing prices plummeting? Are there bidding wars? Or what is the place, you know, what's happening in the retail space right now? We're seeing right now in the retail space, there's bidding wars because there's such a demand for housing that many times these bidding wars are going well above asking price. It's a seller's market right now. Number five on my list is job growth. What is the diversity of jobs? So I don't just want a one-employer town. I don't want just one oil refinery in this town that's driving all of the jobs. What happens if that oil refinery goes out of business? What happens if that one giant super Walmart goes out of business and all the tenants lose their jobs? No, I want a diversity of jobs and I want healthy job growth. Are there Fortune 500 companies coming in? Again, where we're building our properties right now for our clients, that's exactly what's happening. Building multiple new companies, Fortune 500 companies are coming in. There's a diversity of healthcare jobs, university jobs, you name it. It's not just one type of industry. Of course, all of that adds up to a stability of tenants. When you have a multiple of jobs and a multiple of job types, you're going to have many different types of tenants who can live in your properties. Number six on my list is crime. At the very least, we want to make sure that crime is on the downward trend. We do not want to see a rise in crime in a particular town that we're looking to invest. Number seven, you want to consider what is the best type of investment for you. For me as an investor, and what we do at our company is single families and duplexes, because there we see the most demand from tenants to live in those properties. When you start going higher than that, you start to have more transient tenants. When you have big 100-unit apartment buildings, tenants don't tend to stay for many, many years. When you have a single-family house, you have someone that calls it their own. They have a yard. They tend to stay for many years, you know, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years in some of our properties. They make it their own and they call it their own. The same is true of large-sided duplexes. When we build our duplexes, we have three bedrooms with vaulted ceilings. They're very big, and they feel like standalone single-family homes. Those offer the highest level of return on investment, in my opinion. Number eight on my list is renovation or new construction. This is something very important for you to consider when you're planning on either working in real estate or investing in real estate. So if you're going to work in real estate, you want to get a strategy together. Now, renovating properties and trying to find older homes that you can find and get good deals on and get a good contractor that can make sure your foundation is okay and all this stuff is good is difficult. And it's a little easier to do new construction. So that's what our team does. We're able to buy in bulk, building 40 properties at one time. So we get discounts on furnaces, water heaters, and materials because we're doing large number of properties at one time. So that's something that you may want to consider. Plus, it's all new, so new materials, way fewer repairs to worry about, and everything is new with granite countertops, stainless steel appliances. You know, you can go that route and you're much more likely to be successful. It's very difficult right now to be finding deals for renovation. You're going to have to make those connections, find wholesalers, find other people that are going to bring you deals, and that's also going to take a large swath of your time, is finding a deal that you can add value but not overpaying for that property. Another reason that we focus on new construction is because we're able to provide a cost segregation analysis as part of our closing for our clients. And a cost segregation analysis allows that client to write off additional things on their taxes and depreciate them more quickly in that first year because it's new construction. Improvements to the roadways, lining sewer lines, things like that. Those are additional benefits on their taxes that you don't get from renovating a property. Number nine on our list is developing relationships with lenders. So again, when you're considering whether working in real estate or just simply investing in real estate, you're going to have to spend a lot of time developing relationships with lenders like we do. That way you can find different ways to leverage other people's money to increase your portfolio. So not only do we have non-recourse lenders that we work with, we have traditional lenders that we work with. We're able to work with them uniquely based on different scenarios. So perhaps a client of ours has part of a self-directed account or a 401k, they want to use a piece of that. Great, then we can match it up with the lender for the rest of it. You need to develop those relationships. Using other people's money is the number one way to accelerate your portfolio. Today's episode is brought to you by Indochino. Look, I'm 6 feet two and I'm large, and finding the right types of clothes that fit me perfectly is just difficult without having like a custom tailor experience. And I'll sometimes get shirts that are like, oh, they're cut wrong and they feel like a windsock, or a button-down shirt, like the neck is too wide. And so, you know, in my news career, they would actually, you know, I was lucky enough back in the day when Fox would send in the tailor and do all of that. They would get it custom for me and the whole nine yards. It felt great. Of course, I paid for it, and it was ridiculously expensive. Well, that's where Indochino comes in. They started with the belief that custom clothing shouldn't cost a fortune. You shouldn't need to have that crazy New York City tailor coming to your office kind of garbage. No one needs that. So now you can have the custom experience of having clothes that fit perfectly right at the right price. It's more affordable than people may expect. So you can actually go right to their website at Indochino.com, and even Grover loves it. That's right, buddy. Don't you love it? You can go to Indochino.com and use that promo code INVESTING, and you're going to get an extra $30 off any purchase of $399 or more. Indochino's Black Friday event is on now. It's the best time to buy, as they're offering their lowest prices of the year, including custom suits from just $289. A custom suit. Did you hear me? That includes suits, blazers, shirts, coats. You get everything customized from the fabric and the lining to the lapel shape, the monogram. The choice is all yours. Your clothing is then made to your exact measurements so it fits you perfectly. This is fantastic. Give your wardrobe and style upgrade with Indochino. You can get made-to-measure clothing at great prices. All of those suits, blazers, shirts, and coats. Again, an amazing Black Friday deal that's starting right now. So go to their website like I did. It's super simple to pick the fabric, the style that you want. I got an awesome suit, custom design, that I will be wearing right here on the show so you can see it firsthand what this looks like. Again, go to Indochino.com. Use the promo code INVESTING to save an extra $30 on any purchase of $399 or more. Thanks, Indochino.
Number 10 on my list is perhaps one of the most important points, and it's developing a relationship with a property management company. Again, if you're going to work in real estate, this is the top. This is the top and most important. There's a lot of questions you need to ask a potential property management company that's going to be managing your properties. You do not want to be managing them yourselves. That's an entirely other job. You definitely want to create relationships with property management companies. So here's a series of questions that you'll want to ask them if you're considering doing this yourself. Do you have a 96% or greater occupancy rate? There is no reason in this economy today, the demand for affordable housing that we have, even in a pandemic, okay, even the pandemic of 2020, we still have a 25 million house shortage for affordable housing. We have incredible demand. We need rental property. There should be no reason that a property management company has a lower than 96% occupancy rate on their properties. Another question you want to ask them is, how much experience do they have? We won't work with a property management company if they have less than 5 years experience. If they're new, fine, we'll wait a few years until you get your feet really wet before we'll start working with you. What is their communication style? How quickly do they respond to a question? You know, do they use email? Are they fast on text messages? Do they use a different software, an online portal? Do they answer the phone? Old property managers that had an old way of doing things might not be as sophisticated as you would like. It's very important to have a modern property management company that's equipped with modern software and the ability to respond when you have a question. How do they vet tenants? Do they do a full background check, a criminal background check on your tenants? Do they do a credit check? Do they make sure that this tenant can pay and this is not just a fly-by-night tenant who's going to be causing you an eviction in the next few weeks? Property management is so important. That's why you'll definitely want to spend the time interviewing between 5 and 7 different property managers. Sit with them, talk with them, really get to dive deep into what their communication style is, how long have they been in business, how do they vet tenants, all of those things. That's an important part of your team if you're going to work in real estate. So folks, I know it seems scary. It is hard work to do what we do. You need to put the time in. If you really want to do this and work in real estate and not just invest in real estate, you've got to develop these teams. You've got to spend the time doing the legwork and research in all of these markets. Otherwise, you're going to have things. If you leave any of these stones unturned, they can come back to severely bite you. If you don't have lenders in place, if you don't have the right properties, if you don't have the right property management company, if you have a high crime area, these are all things that could come back to hurt you. So please follow all 10 of my rules here so that you can be a successful real estate investor if you're doing this yourself. So what do you think? Do you want to work in real estate investing? Get your hands dirty, roll up your sleeves and do all this? Or do you want to invest in real estate investing?
I will invite you to watch a much longer video that we put together that teaches you the full steps of investing in real estate so you can build a solid path to financial freedom. That full free video on YouTube is right here in the description below, or just grab that card and you can watch it right now. We'll see you in the next video, everyone.